public bathroom planning meeting. Jake, what ideas you got?
First off, I'm thinking hands-free. A lot of sensors.
I like that. And okay, do we want the sensors to like work and be reliable or no?
I could go either way, but I was leaning towards no. Maybe like 40% of the time they work.
That's smart. That's smart. How do you activate the sensors exactly? Like kind of like an upset Italian guy. Like, come on, what you did? Yeah, okay, that's good, that's good, that's good. What else?
Now hang with me here. You've heard of a kitchen backsplash. What about a bathroom front splash? Just a mess.
That's good. Yeah, just soak your knees in urine.
One idea I have written down, I'm thinking not enough stalls, and just the size of them is like a vertical coffin.
Yes, yeah, like a literal cattle stall. You're in there, you can't, okay, yeah, I love it, I love it.
I saved the best for last, my magnum opus. You know, you're probably thinking, what do we use? The toilet paper, the Charmin. Got something better. Sandpaper mache. Oh, it's gonna burn.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. Not really the big bucks. You're a government worker, but... Yeah, let's make sure and clean them only once a quarter. Okay, well, next meeting. See you in a...
The perfect bathroom doesn't exist. I've never gone to a public bathroom where the soap sensor, water sensor, and towel sensor all worked.
Never. And most of the time, you don't even get a towel sensor. It's just the air dryer.
Which the air dryer.
Running your hands under an air dryer is a great way to spend your time while just kind of passing time until you eventually dry them off on your pants. Right. And actually get them dry. Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I think... In this day and age, with COVID and everything, I think it's super smart to everyone have wet hands in the airport. I think it's great.
Uh-huh.
So we've been traveling all over. Y'all know that. Happy Thanksgiving. And we got a great episode, as always, for y'all. Thanks for listening. And before we get into it, help support the show. Check out a couple notes from our sponsors. And we'll get into
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Do it. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Jake, how's the voice? You sound like a 89-year-old woman smoking cigarettes.
I was like, it's not as good as American Idol, but never mind.
Yeah,
you're talking about
produce the talent that yeah. Idol has. Daughtry?
Carrie Underwood. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a pocket full of cough drops for about 10 days straight. I've fully transformed into a grandfather the past week.
Yeah, you started offering me Werther's Originals at one point. Yeah. Just thought that was interesting.
I went up on stage one night for a show. I couldn't help it. And I just said, things aren't like they used to be. And Trey had to actually cut my mic. Yeah.
Cut his mic. Cut his mic. Like,
he doesn't normally say this. What's happening?
Yeah.
I started talking about the war.
He started saying slightly racist things. It got weird.
People would call it old fashioned. You call it racist.
Yeah. He's just old fashioned.
That's just how he talks. Mm. Yeah, it's been a rough week.
No, I don't think any less of them. I'm just, just look at them. Don't point them out. Grandpa.
You know what's fun is the question, what race was he? That is a question you will never have to ask my uncle when he's done telling a story. Because he'll make sure to mention it the story.
I've liked to start describing all races, though, right? I'll be like, hey, so I'll be like, Jake, you should come over later. A couple of my white friends will be there. Two white guys I hang out with.
That's funny.
Yeah, just so. Or be like, hey, who you dating? You're like, yeah, I've met this really nice white girl. And then you're like, why'd you say that? Like, why are you asking why is that?
Why do you think it's weird?
I'm painting a picture.
I'm golfing on Wednesday, actually, with two of my white friends and my white dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be a good time.
All four of us will be white.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So now we know.
Playing from the white tees.
Derek is...
our white...
Or Asian. Or...
all I'm going to say is non-Latino.
Non-Latino.
You guys
yeah.
fill in the blank.
Non-Latino. That, why is that a thing?
That's been a thing recently.
They're like, what race are you? It's like, white. It's like, now are you Hispanic or no? Like, I...
still no.
No. I promise.
In the last 6 months, I've seen that more.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't... yeah, I don't know what I have to answer in the first question to not get the second one, but...
for the, this is interesting, kind of like new age stuff. I went to the doctor a while back. The first time I ever gotten this, they had... I feel like this started a couple years ago, first off, where I'd get a little piece of paper at the doctor. They'd ask me, they'd be like, do you have feelings of like hopelessness or do you feel pathetic, basically? And I'd be like, no, I know I'm, I mean, sometimes, but.
Okay.
And they go, wait. I'm like, okay. And I guess it's like kind of like a mental wellness check of like, is this person going to drive off a bridge on the way home?
Okay.
And for the first time, I got a thing that was that I had to fill out that said like, I'm assuming they give this to all their patients, but it was like, hopefully. Are you planning on like switching genders soon?
Oh,
or like,
really?
What gender are you? Well, it was like, what gender were you born? What do you say you are now? And are you switching soon? Or it was like questions like that. I was like, maybe they handed it just to me because I was wearing, I forgot to change after we shot a skit. I had Katie's dress on.
It could have been it.
So they're like, they print it out for them. No, I get, that's probably a new thing. They have to be respectful of like, okay, you've switched genders, but doctor-wise, we need to know what you're working with.
Yeah, or like by the time you get your paperwork, are you going to be a different gender than you are now? We want to be respectful. Yeah.
Well,
also, if you had any sexual interactions with a monkey in the last 6 months, mm-hmm. just in case you want to get plasma.
Yeah. Are you? And then, by the way, are you Hispanic or no?
And the monkey.
Look at me.
Was
yeah.
he?
Yeah, was the monkey Hispanic?
Was he close to the border?
Yeah.
No?
Oftentimes, we find the monkeys fooling around.
It's near Tijuana.
Yeah. Yeah. Hispanic people are a vibrant people. They're very friendly. Spicy.
Get their hands on you. Yeah.
Mole, mole, mole. Yeah, so that was new. Not as, my white doctor gave me that.
Yeah, my I got my first steroid shot from a white nurse in Nashville. That was fun.
Butt cheeks? Nice.
Yeah, first butt shot ever.
First butt shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, besides, you know, trying to get into that fraternity freshman year.
Or the monkeys.
Or, of course, spring break 09, right before I was
Cincinnati
trying to get
fly. Zoo. Couldn't give a fly. I was out $70.
I fell into the pit. I blacked out. That's the story I tell.
Harambe.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah. Jake was the kid. That's Jake's why Harambe is gone.
Yeah.
Jumped in the pit. That was the Cincinnati Zoo, right?
I'm pretty sure. We should have brought that
Dang.
Up.
Dang. I just thought of, we were just at a show in Cincinnati, which was a fave. I loved the city of Cincinnati.
Honestly, all the shows this past week were really, really good.
Really fun. Man, we should have made some, I don't know. They're probably, they've never forgotten.
Harambe. No. And maybe it's overdone there. Maybe we did them a favor by not bringing it up. But
like, not again. Yeah, we, it was a good run.
It started off in Pittsburgh, and that was so loud. I think that was the
Pittsburgh
second loudest venue we've done.
Pittsburgh was a shockingly beautiful city. It's like on a river.
Oh, yeah. You like explored
on a hillside. And then we went to Columbus, which Ohio's got some great cities.
Love the Middle East.
Cincinnati. And then, of course, Nashville was a blast. And then Indianapolis.
Not bad.
Good Midwest folk.
Yeah.
Or Middle East.
Yeah. Middle East folk.
We performed in the Middle East, like you said.
Crazy how many fans you have in Indianapolis. That was our second biggest show of the tour, I believe.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Yeah. Good people in the Midwest.
Yeah. So, good times. Adele came out with a new album.
Yes. Do you like it?
I like it. I like some of the songs.
I know. It's
some of the songs are kind of like, I guess I've only listened to it once, so I can't like fully describe them, but they're like not for my generation, I think. It's like my grandma would really like this song, I think.
Yeah. I was saying that. She's got to be the only one. She's got to be the only artist of our generation who's like, I was listening to Sinatra last week. Like, what is anyone but Adele? Will anyone but Adele be that? Like, in 60 years,
you think she's going to stand the test of time?
Are going to be like, this is fun to play this 2020s playlist of Adele. It's probably not going to be, you know, Meg the Stallion. It's not going to be like beautiful Adele, and then they're like making pasta with their future spouse. It's like, swallow me, gobble me, drip down the side of me.
Yeah, I could see that being pasta themed, though, in a way.
Yeah. My anaconda don't.
Yeah, for like breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what will stand the test of time. I mean, nothing in the rap industry.
We've got to check this. Have you seen Kanye's new song?
No. Tell me about it.
I was on my release radar. Big fan of that. It's a song that says, this is so weird, never abandon your family.
That's the title?
Yeah.
I like it. It's like a journal I would have wrote when I was 9.
And it's this it's this just blatant thing, I guess because of him and Kim's...
Kimbo. Kim VP.
Never abandon your family. Let me see if I can find the lyrics.
It sounds pretty on the nose already.
The chorus goes, my family, my family, my family. I'm losing my family. I'm losing my family. Losing my family. That's the chorus.
It's obviously sad, but it's funny to like...
The verse, second verse is, cried out to you in my sleep, thought it was a dream. Why won't you answer me? Tell mom you're sorry. Daddy, how could you leave? Come back, daddy. Come back, please, daddy. Daddy, how could you leave? How'd you become so mean? Daddy, promise you'll stay. Don't love me. Losing my family.
Hold on.
It's not really a banger either.
Is this from the perspective...
Your family. It said, no matter what, you never
abandon. And this plays like 20 times in a row to end the song.
Abandon your family. It said, no matter what, you never abandon your family. It said, no matter what, you never abandon your family.
What was that? The View? What was that?
That's Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, they're buddies.
So this song just... Is that about Kim leaving? Or it sounds like it's about his daughter talking to him?
I can't make sense of much of anything he does, but I think it... I think he's bummed. That's his... Like a Yeezy shoe didn't sell well or something?
Yeah. Maybe it's because he sold t-shirts that were $140. Maybe that's why he's bummed. You okay over there?
My phone is just something crazy. I'm trying to get it to again. I think it like connected to my laptop or something.
There's no way.
It did something weird. These iPhones, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that was a fun new...
I feel like Kanye
put that on your playlist.
He has a lot of like yes men in his corner. You know, no one's like, hey, Kanye, maybe... just sleep on this for a day and see if you still want to put this out. He's like, no. This is awesome, dude.
That's what I guess he surely has people on a team. He's like, hey, check out this new one. And it's just, never abandon your family. Like, Kanye, are you sure about this one? I don't know. But what I want to not waste any time getting to is, y'all remember last week we checked in on homegirl sent us a crazy stalker Facebook chat where the guy was like, yo, I'm sorry if I scared you by coming up to your house unannounced wearing all black.
Maybe it was the black t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
So she was kind enough to send us a little follow-up. We have a short follow-up here, which I'm very excited about.
From the same guy?
Yeah. So a little recap. This ended with the guy saying, say, sorry I scared your mom, but I promise to like... I'll leave you alone. I promise I'll stop talking to you. No problem.
Yeah.
New message. I know I said I wouldn't talk to you.
But.
Wait, dude, we had like stalker music on for this, didn't we?
That's right. That's right.
Let us begin another dramatic reading. Follow-up edition, part 2 of The Stalker. I know I said I wouldn't talk to you. But the last time... The last time I pursued a woman that I admired, it was 5th grade. I said 3 sentences to her over the course of 3 years. So already she's probably like, I'm glad this guy messaged me again. This is good.
I'm glad he's back.
This guy was 10 years old pursuing a full-grown woman. Which is impressive.
Uh-huh.
3 sentences in 3 years. Sounds like his dentist.
Take. Still not flossing.
Mm-hmm. The only other girls I've gone after were ones that pursued me.
Okay. Gone after.
He went after the one.
Huh, like a boomerang.
This is sounding more and more violent. And The ones I've gone after were ones that pursued me. They had a lot of insecurities, and so they wanted me for their security.
Okay.
If I'm going to find someone without insecurities and has a very healthy heart, how am I supposed to pursue that? Got quite a philosopher here. Yeah. I don't even know what he's saying anymore.
If up is down and down is up, I pursue you if you go after me.
Yeah.
Go under the bridge, tell the bullfrog a riddle. I'm on the other side. It's like, dude, what's
look out happened? Your window.
Yeah. I'm in a black shirt.
And now I'm looking at a woman from that perspective, pursuing someone with a healthy heart. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm fine that you don't like me.
He seems totally fine about it.
Just want to, hey, keeping you updated once more.
I'm so fine.
I had a crush on my dentist. Up is down. Don't like me. She responds. And she goes, you don't like me, so you show up to my house at 10 a.m. at night? Question mark? And he goes, ha ha, yes! I had to get over my fear.
I hate flossing.
Yeah. Never wanted to face your fear. Let's go skydiving, and I'm going to...
Let's see this girl that I don't like.
I'm going to break and enter into a poor girl's house.
Because of how much I'm not interested.
And then he goes, it was 9. Ha ha.
Haha, that is funny.
It wasn't 10 at night, it was 9. So,
you know, it was before daylight savings, so wasn't that dark.
And he continues, but if I'm able to walk up to Muslim refugees in Israel at midnight.
Yeah.
So, reel me this guy. Is this real? But if I'm able to walk up to Muslim refugees in Israel at midnight, but can't talk to a Christian white girl. I like the white girl.
It's about time he's mentioned race.
Yes.
Because all we've heard up to this point was black t-shirt.
But can't talk to a Christian white girl in the suburbs, then I have a fear I need to get over. Everything teaches us something.
Dang. That's a good point about teaching.
I mean, I went to Israel, and I was just going door to door to just shanty towns, just saying hi to Muslim women.
And if I can do that.
Refugees. They were cool. And she goes, okay, but for real, dude, you don't know me. You don't like me. He responds, yes, I like the idea of you.
Uh-oh.
But also, I have people that know you. And And I have the Holy Spirit.
Oh, that's better than...
And she, now you can tell she's like, she wants answers. She goes, do you talk to them about me?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Haha, no. They keep bringing it up to see how I would respond, but I act like I don't hear them. She goes, who? He names off 6 guys that I don't want to profile, but they sound white guys.
I was going to say, we have a race.
And she goes, gotcha. And he goes, anyways, at whatever cost, good night and goodbye. You're a good sister, and I'm sorry for the mix-up.
Sister? Now he's got my attention.
Wait a minute.
I like this guy.
All right. See you next summer, sis. I got to go back to school. Remember, you are respected by me. I hope there's peace between us. And she said, peace and blessings. Dun, dun.
It was about time that the Muslim
that
refugees
was electric.
Yeah, got brought into it.
Yeah. So... thank you for another dramatic reading. That was terrifying. Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
That is a great power move, though. When, like, if I've ever gotten dumped, I just feel like, well, you were like a sister to me, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, the entire time we kissed, it was weird for me because of how much of a sister you were.
You have no idea what I had to power through to even get to this point.
I'm thinking about switching genders. You seen my government form?
You seen what the doctor gave me? It's because of you, weirdo.
If I can walk up to Muslim refugees, I shouldn't be scared of a girl in the suburbs. The logic's airtight.
It is. I think that's smart. Like, I was at the nightclub at 1 a.m. I walked up to a black bartender. I can't ring a white girl's doorbell? Doorknob?
I don't know what you can do to her.
At 10 a.m.? At 10 p.m.? You're the one who's weird.
Yeah. There's no difference. It's just human nature.
I'm going to make sure and tell all the Muslim refugees I hang out with at midnight to never move to here. Because you're being unreasonable, sister. By the way, I am full of the spirit.
I know people who know you.
I know people who know you. Yeah, you got a little Liam Neeson on us there.
I have a special set of skills.
I like the idea of you. I don't know you, but I know people who know you. And I have the spirit.
Good luck. Also, sister. Shabbat Shalom. I know the Holy Spirit.
Twist. I am your brother. So that was a good one.
Send us more of those if you have them.
Yeah, please. Those are just the best. Anything and anything. Send us questions, everything. Hit the Correct Opinions Instagram.
I think I have some stuff. Speaking of screen, it's nothing too crazy, but just recent DMs and stuff. One girl last night put on her story, so put this publicly. Snuck in to see Triplet Jake, so tag me. Wanted me to see this. Snuck into the show to see Triplet Jake with a fake COVID test. I'm going to cough on him and vaccinate him. You're welcome, America.
Is that your sister?
I wish. What does that mean, though?
What? Did you meet this girl?
I don't remember.
Okay. Because was she being serious? She really, she snuck in and then she wants to cough on you and vaccinate?
And you're welcome, America.
That's a girl who's just, she has like no idea what's going on.
She's using buzzwords.
Yeah, she's like, what, I'm supposed to go, some government worker's going to cough on me and that's the vaccination?
And then like LeBron?
No way I want that.
Well, like, China?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
I liked how Last Night's Venue said, on the big marquee, said yes, Trey Kennedy.
Yeah.
And also below it said, negative test or vax required. And I was just like, if you would have told me. If you would have told someone has been like, hey, 5 years from now, you'll be performing.
You'll have your name in lights.
You'll have your name in lights, and it'll say, Trey Kennedy sold out show. You will need a vaccine to enter.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what? What will happen in a few years? And I was like, those are two things I never thought I'd see on a sign. Like, it's like when you stop and think about, or like, we landed in Kansas City, and you hear the mayor being like, welcome to Kansas City.
Yes.
As a reminder. Make sure to socially distance, wear your mask, and help us beat the virus. Like, if you stop and think about, like, it's something out of a movie, these things, or like the stuff saying, like, tests or vaccine required. It's like we're living in a time that we're going to finally get past at some point.
And like that was a weird
40
years
from now will be like crazy. But
I had a moment like that like 6 months ago. I was in a Walgreens, and yeah, it's like an intercom announcement. It was like, just a reminder. We are all trying to beat the COVID SARS-19 virus. Yeah. Do your part. It was like, yeah, it felt like dystopian. Yeah. It was just like, this is a weird moment in time. But anyway, I got my third vaccine shot last night by this woman. Yeah. The meet and greet. So it was fun.
Okay, well, so we had always have interesting people that we meet. We have lovely fans everywhere, but yeah, was that your weirdest fan interaction?
That was one of the weirder things I've ever seen posted publicly. You know, that wasn't like a DM or like something funny someone said. Ooh, I do have something that someone sent in person last night. One of the weirder things ever. I haven't told you this yet.
Can't wait.
Girl comes up to me. Hey, you did so good tonight. Yada, yada. This is my boyfriend, but he said I could still date you. So like, kind of funny, whatever. I'm like, oh, hall pass. Got the hall pass from me. You know, appreciate it, whatever. We're laughing. Mm-hmm. He goes, nah, for real. I go, oh? And then this all happened very fast. She proceeds to go, so yeah, I'm 25. I'm an actress. I live in the area, but like I travel a lot. Like just giving me like her profile. And out loud, I go, oh, this is happening. Because, you know what it's like. People can hear this. Like, people are in earshot. I'm like, right. I'm so uncomfortable that other people can hear this. Not even just, like, that I'm in the situation. And they are both just like.
He's like, please, dude. I'd hardly know her. She's my sister. Please, please.
I'm a Muslim refugee.
Yeah.
I just want shelter.
Give her the vaccine. That is.
And so they legitimately, like, they were offering up, like, a throuple relationship to me. They followed up on Instagram later. She sent me a picture, just...
Oh, he would be involved, too? It'd be like you'd be in, like, a group text?
I imagine. They didn't say that explicitly, but I imagine it'd be a group text.
I wouldn't... I'd give that a second thought. Can be a lot... It's like, Katie, she's like... She wants my attention and no other guy's attention, right? It can kind of be like, still me? And, you know, if you're like, yo, bro, you take her to dinner tonight.
Kind of get to pass her off.
Yeah, I mean.
This might have been Facebook DM. Yeah, that could be nice.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You're like, hey, I'm on the road doing shows, man. You're going to have to take care of Valentine's Day. Something to be said for that. That's strange. Oh, yeah, I met a nice couple of girls where she came up. She walked up to me. She's like, okay, come here, take a photo. We got to make my husband jealous. And I was kind of like, oh, yeah, yeah, again. Like, haha, yeah, of course. She's like. No, he's a cheating a-hole.
He's going to lose it.
I was like, okay, hope you enjoy the show.
Hope he's having a good night.
Mm-hmm. Still nothing too strange in my book. I think you topped mine for sure.
Oh, here it is. Okay, tell me how to find it. She sent the picture that her and I took together. Anyway, if you want a girlfriend, I'm serious. Remember, my boyfriend said it was okay. He gave us permission. That's the DM.
Okay.
And then, like, an hour later, sent me a fire emoji. And then after that, said, I could see it being a little awkward at first, but we're both in the performing arts biz, so it's cool.
Okay. Yeah, so they're...
Oh.
That makes it cool.
So it's cool.
Because you guys are thespians.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what they call it now.
If there's two guys and one girl, then I think it's
a thespian. It's not you're gay. A thespian.
I'm a thespian.
You're a thespian. That's cool, man. No, more power to you. I don't know.
Can't wait to get back to the Middle East.
Fill out at the doctor now. That is a fun one.
I forgot about that until pretty much.
Like, I'm not sure if I want a thruple. Like, wait.
She's an actress.
She was the lead in The Nutcracker. So now what do you think?
She's busy on Saturdays doing local theater. What do you think about
that? Wow.
Did you get any fun COVID emails or DMs this week?
No, nothing too crazy. Nothing that'll top the Houston gal.
$500 to $600.
I think you were getting one. I noticed we got the same one. You posted to your
girl.
Close friends.
Yeah, yeah. I just keep getting people like...
It did make sense to me. This girl DM'd me and said, just got turned away because of our at-home COVID test. This show better be worth it or something. So I was like, are you here or are you not? So they ended up making it, I guess? They went and got another test or?
Sounds like she copied and pasted for both of us. That's a bummer.
Yeah, there's probably when people get real fired up, they're like, I'm going to get after Jake too.
Which totally makes sense. I get it. He definitely hit me up about COVID protocol.
Yeah.
I responded though.
Good.
She said, just stayed in Indianapolis for an extra 7 hours just to watch the show. Only for them to not accept our at-home COVID test. This better be a dang good show. I responded, okay. Exclamation point.
Okay.
She sent several more messages. I didn't reply. I get offstage. See, I have a DM from her. You're telling me I paid an extra $40 to listen to you up there? I was like, oh my gosh. And so then I just, you know.
What's she paying $40 for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're like, COVID negative? She's like, how about another $40? Yeah, like, that's fine.
Like, it was already negative. You don't need to bribe me. It's like, no. My friend Mr. Hamilton mm-hmm. have anything to say about that? So I do this what I normally do.
White guy on the $20 bill.
I kill him with kindness. I said, kindness. Sorry if you didn't enjoy my set, but we appreciate you coming and doing what you had to do to be here. So there you go.
And then she didn't respond to that?
I don't know. I didn't really check in. I don't remember. I was just looking at a screenshot that I'd sent.
Oh, I just got a funny email. You want to dive into this drama live?
Yeah. So,
you know, I posted a fireball reel.
Oh, I had multiple friends wanting to know where you got that sweater. They want your fireball sweater.
Well, it's funny. Some girl came to the show in a fireball shirt. I think she just bought. She's like, see, look.
See, you like it too.
I was like, yeah, I did. They sponsored
like two videos. Instagram
page, but I mean, fireball's great.
Cool.
Apparently, I just got an email saying like, hey, we want to apologize because you may have seen so-and-so, I won't name names, one of the other ambassador influencers.
Uh-oh.
She took offense that my concept, I guess, was similar to one of her past videos. So I got to look this up. How funny would that be if like they hire two influencers and they approve similar ideas
without telling you guys,
and then she like posts like Drake Kennedy stole my idea. I was like, dude, they hired both of us.
We're on the same team.
Yeah, we're the same.
It doesn't matter.
Calm down.
It's the internet. We're not rivals.
Let me see if we can find it.
I like this drama.
Isn't that funny?
It's funny that Fireball kept you guys in the dark too. It's like, no. Go ahead, do that same idea. You don't need to know that other people are doing it.
It's funny. I literally saw nothing about it. Yeah, I don't know.
Dang.
It's funny when, because, you know, we've made so many videos that we've gotten accused of stealing something here or there. It's just funny to me, like, we'll be like, moms at Thanksgiving, and some other guy made a mom at Thanksgiving video years ago with 5 million views, and you're like, I hate to break it to you, man, this is not that creative of an idea. We all have a mom.
We're trying to make relatable videos. Yeah. It's not like hyper-specific, like when you buy green shoes, but it's a Thursday.
Yeah. Or like we've done the bit of, so that video was like if drinks were people, so like the wine character is like a basic white girl and the whiskey guy is this pretentious guy, you know.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Nothing
it's
crazy.
Like, I'm sure someone's made that type of thing before. People are like, how dare
we
you?
We just did our own version very quickly for Fireball. It took 50 seconds, you know. People are like, the nerve.
A little influencer drama.
Love it. And vice versa. I think we've seen also other people be like, we'll post a video and then like a couple months later, it's like, that seems a little specific to ours, but I don't know if I've ever spent more than 10 seconds looking into it. It's
you
like,
can
whatever.
Tell if it's copied or not, but
I think more than anything, your style, you know what? I'll go, plural pronoun. Our style gets copied more than anything. More than like premise wise, I think we've kind of set a little bit of a standard
on
like type of video. Yeah, yada yada. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I feel like it hasn't been around that long.
Yeah, no. Look at us, little pioneers. You know, we grew up playing the Oregon Trail, now we have our own Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm.
But less dysentery.
Less dysentery.
Barely.
Still a lot of white folks.
And I still want to go to Oregon.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I've heard great things.
Sand dunes and jungles. And
yeah, we're hitting West Coast after Thanksgiving. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to spend it with my immediate family. What about you?
My in-laws.
Oh.
First in-law Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we'll see how the food is.
Okay.
Big, I mean... I don't know. I've grown up eating very good on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And are these in-laws white?
What? Yep. All of them are white.
And the turkey?
I'm a bit of... Talk about old-fashioned? Not me. I love the dark meat.
Good for you.
Yep. And this year, I'll, as kind of a stance, I will refuse any of the breast. I only want...
Good.
The back of the bird, which is offensive, that the dark meat's only in the back.
Sorry, I can't contribute right now.
Yeah, too many cough drops. Are you a dark meat fan?
No,
I like it. Why do people hate on it?
I think white meat tastes better to me.
I think I would say white meat is better. It's classic, but the dark meat deserves some love. It has a nice little variation to the flavor that I enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, if it's cooked well, I would still eat it. I'm not going to, like, deny it. But I don't know. I just prefer white meat. I'm old fashioned. I don't know.
Old fashioned.
I noticed something at the airport today. We were waiting. Or actually, we noticed two things at the airport today. One, the bird. I don't know if you want to talk about the bird. But
Yeah, there's just a bird standing. It's a drunk bird or something. It was just standing there. It didn't move. People would walk six inches from the bird. It just stood there.
I thought it was a statue.
Yeah.
It was an indoor airport, so that's not normal. Anyway, I noticed an old woman by the baggage claim just having the hardest time like communicating on a cell phone. And it wasn't like with an Uber driver. It was like her daughter was picking her up. And she couldn't get the phone to work. She couldn't figure out what gate she was at, you know, and it's like, you feel bad for old people and technology. Mm-hmm. But then you think about 20 years ago, what did the elderly do 20 years ago without technology? Technology helps them so much. Like imagine picking someone up at the airport 20 years ago, regardless of age, just like, Trey, when's your flight land? 11:30. You're telling me this 3 days ahead of time. Okay, great. I'll be there at 11:40 outside of baggage claim.
Can't imagine.
And then what if I'm 10 minutes late? Then what do you do?
What
do you just assume I forgot? That's or like, what's fat. How do you people, get home?
That's what's.
Who do you call?
People are in such less of a hurry. You would probably sit there for probably up to an hour, and just like, you'd right, probably finally be like, well, maybe they figured something out. Like now, if like I'm picking up Katie and she's not around within 5 minutes, I'm like, how'd you not time this out?
Yeah, right. She must
this
be dead.
Crazy. She's
the only excuse.
I remember when my phone like stopped working for a minute one time. I was out traveling by myself and I was like, if Katie doesn't hear from me for like 5 hours, she's gonna lose her mind. Like that's weird. And back then, you'd just see you then.
I mean, anything, just making plans, especially once I was in the airport thinking about it, I was going crazy. I was like, how did you ever pick up anyone? Or like, even just like, I flew Delta, you know, so you just kind of drive around, you know, just until you see someone. You can't call them. You just drive around.
I remember this as a kid at the Oklahoma City airport where, you know, most airports are really big on like, they don't want people just parking there and waiting.
Keeping moving.
Now you kind of can because you're communicating, you just hop right in. But, you know, like you said, back in the day, you'd park and you'd wait. I remember as a kid, before cell phones really, we'd pick some up. We'd like, the cousins are flying in for Christmas. Let's pick them up at the airport or something. And we would just loop the thing, you know, for 20 minutes if we had to. Until we finally waved them down or like, I think we'd drop off mom and she'd like run in and like locate them.
Yeah.
And then we'd just loop until we saw her run out and wave us down. That's what you had to do.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, even like, I think my parents wrote letters to each other in college, which don't even be like, oh, that's cute. No, that's just like their only option. They had no other way to communicate.
Right. You know how right now it's like receiving a letter is supposed to be very heartfelt. And
oh,
like,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, they took the time. By the end of our lives will be like, this guy took, I think in 10 years, it'll be like, you're not going to believe this, but he took the time to give me a phone call.
Wow.
Phone calls are almost out. Just send me an email or text me. So it'll be like, yeah, I don't know what got into him, but he gave me a thank you call for his gift.
And wow. I think his mom raised him right. Yeah. He gave me a thank you call. Yeah, I'm a big voice memo guy too. Yeah.
Write a letter. It'll be like receiving a note from a raven, you know. Like what for stop.
I mean, we'll just be sending stuff with our minds 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Metaverse, sweet baby. Yeah. Rays in the metaverse. It's gonna be awesome,
dude. Stalkers in the metaverse, mind messages.
They could show up on your mind porch whenever they want.
I mean,
they don't have to leave.
You'd be talk about a thruple. You'd be chatting with old, you'd be in a quadruple.
Not even know
Muslim
it.
Refugees, white girls in suburbs.
Yeah, it's like the United Nations.
Sheesh. I really hope that doesn't advance like that. I've been seeing, ever since the Meta announcement, I've had people be like, by 2050, we will all be living in the new metaverse.
Don't buy real estate, buy NFTs in the metaverse. Thank me later. They're still going to buy this house, I think, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I'm still here on Earth as of now.
Think it's gonna work out okay, but yeah, I don't know. Good old Man, I've got quite the tickle in my thruple right now. It has given me some trouble.
Oh, yeah. You got nervous with that story.
I know.
You're thinking about maybe just hearing her out. So how would you see this working? Right, she's so like a lot of theater.
How far is that drive from Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City.
Long. Yeah, be like, Jake, you dating anybody? Yep. Long distance. How'd you meet? They were fans.
Oh, cool.
They? That could be singular these days.
Uh-huh.
So people are still like, okay, that's fine. New, you know, we respect that. And you're like, yeah, they're in theater and I am backstage.
And Adam watches. He's the third one.
Wait, who? The third one.
Sorry? Yeah. Thruple, you know, it's three.
Okay.
Triplet, you know, like I kind of had to, right? My last name.
Good. So you and Adam are, do you like Adam or?
Like a brother who's also dating a sister. I can't make it any clearer than that. Welcome to my metaverse.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that we're here?
Yeah.
Are you glad this is how we live nowadays?
Coming to my NFT house. There are siblings everywhere.
Don't take any screenshots, right? Those are expensive.
Yeah, our children all have four arms in the real world, but they're beautiful in the metaverse.
Oh, that's precious. Triple.
Hope that works out for you, man. You know, I wouldn't judge. Would you guys both stand at the altar? Or would he be a groomsman? Or would you be a groomsman? Or I guess he's more grooming you.
Yeah, it does feel like I'm being groomed.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they've also put me in the alpha male position, though. They're like, hey, he said it was okay. Like, I'm already getting permission from him.
So you'd walk her down the aisle and then step on the altar.
Yeah.
Then marry her. And then kiss her brother. That is a huge alpha move. Yeah. Thought about doing that on our wedding day. Like, I'll show you, Katie. Welcome to the family. I'm the alpha brother.
Dang it, that just reminds me. I had an idea for my wedding on the airplane. Dang it, I should have written it down.
Oh, I saw your post. You're considering maybe a floating chair in your house?
What do you think?
You're liking that? You just come across that? So it hangs from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Like you're at a all-inclusive resort in Cancun or something?
Yeah. Like we talked about last week, I have this huge area in my living room. I got to throw some crap in there. So it's like floating chair. That's big.
That's big and cool.
I'll sit in that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure I will.
Spinning. Oh, it's spinning again.
Somebody stop me. I'm going to throw up. I got vomit in my thruple. I probably won't, because then you have to install it, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. Could be fun, though.
But what do I do? I don't know what to do. I got all this room.
That's a fun idea. That's not a bad idea.
My newest idea is actually, so one of my roommates, Isaac, big coffee guy, has a really nice espresso machine. Half the living room, like over there in that area, total vibe, like coffee vibe, like
big coffee
string
bar.
Lights. Yeah, it's like it feels like a coffee shop. Cool coffee table, cool chairs.
That could be cool.
I think I want to create a vibe in that part of the room.
Be very
I think
cool.
That'd be fun. And like the espresso machine is there. It's on like a rolly cart kind of thing.
Wow.
So that's an idea. And then a floaty chair.
Yeah. Create your own little coffee shop.
Yeah, in the living room.
White people would love that. That is actually gets me kind of excited.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You may come over when it's done.
Mm-hmm. And Isaac would just be making coffees for everyone.
Yes. We used to do a thing that I named Saturdays because we would have people over on Saturday mornings and he would make lattes for them.
Like how early? Because I've seen you sleep till 1.
Yeah,
few times on the road.
Morning's kind of a loose term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's before most nocturnal animals wake up. So, you know, noon or so.
Okay.
Nice early Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Drink a little Saturday.
That's fun.
Yeah. Have to get it going again.
Man, I'm very excited for Thanksgiving. You're not doing a 5K or anything. Turkey trot.
Not this week and not ever in my life.
Yep. Those are the worst. There's always that one person in the family. I hope I don't have any in-laws going on a run on Thanksgiving morning.
I think my aunt runs and just, she does it how you should. She'll like get up and run and then spend the rest of Thanksgiving with us. It's not like, let me go pay for
this.
She
doesn't brag about it.
Yeah, she just does it because that's how fitness should be.
She just runs.
She'll probably run on Thanksgiving and then spend the rest of her day with us.
You ever been around someone, we had this family friend, they're like a real runner. So like every day she'd go run 9 miles or something.
That's a lot.
And so, and then all day long, the old people are just going, I mean, I just can't, but I don't know how you do it. I don't know. She is in, wow. And
this thing's not cooperating.
Yeah. 9 miles. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow. You said nine, huh? Huh.
Yes. Oh, the intense runners I don't like to be around. I don't.
I mean, because their resting heartbeat is so low. I'm worried about them. I get stressed being near a,
yeah, they're someone so in that skinny. Good
shape. Yeah. I can see a lot of veins.
And they have to wear their shorts up high.
Yeah.
For some reason. Does that really help the running that much?
I don't know. Never dealt with too much friction when I run. Mm-hmm. Basketball shorts.
Right.
I feel fine. Maybe I could feel better, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you need bring the running shorts back for the pod. Show the thighs off.
All right, guys.
Slowly but surely.
Maybe I will. You know, sorry I'm in the sweatpants today.
A little disappointing. Airport gear. Yeah. We're thankful for the shorts.
Yeah. Nice. Speaking of old people real quick, that just reminded me, you know, I've had a big week under the weather. I'm blowing a lot of snot out of my nose and whatnot. And it had me thinking, the idea of a hanky, is that as disgusting as I'm thinking? Like, I processed this for the first time this week. You blow snot into this thing and you just put it back in your pocket? Is that truly how a handkerchief works?
I think so.
I've never thought about it until this week.
Yeah. You don't see that anymore either, but that is tough to fathom.
Like, I would blow my nose. I would look at what I just created, and I would say, dear God. Mm-hmm. I would say that out loud to myself. And then I had the thought, I was like, my grandpa would just put this back in his pocket and keep playing catch with me.
Or like I think they'd have something similar for like the backstage, if you will. The crankerchief or something. You wipe, and you just put that back in your...
Crankerchief.
Mm-hmm. Put it back in your pocket.
Sounds German.
I believe it was
World War II. They needed something.
Right.
They were out in battles and days at a time.
I mean, my goodness, what are you going to wipe with?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to. All of their toilet papers had swastikas on it.
Yeah, that's not great.
You can't support that.
Yeah.
So, terrible. So,
crank it. Yeah,
you just walk around with that stuff. We need to normalize bidets more.
I know, I'm scared.
Vegas and Japan are the only people doing it. We need more.
I don't know if we should look at those two places as like, let's do whatever Vegas and Japan do independently. Let's also bring that along.
I don't know. Vegas and Japan, they're had Japanese toilets.
Dude, I was looking at toilets this
warm
week.
Warm seat. They warm up the seat, which is like very strange at first, so you grow to love it.
I would love a heated bathroom. Or you have that, don't you? Heated floors in your bathroom?
I do.
That sounds nice.
It turned out to be... You're like, should we? But it is kind of you don't realize how cold the floor is until you like, we step from our like non-heated floor to that, especially in, you know, this time of year.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow. It's pretty nice. Like, I kind of wish we did it. You feel how, well, you have shoes on. But like this basement floor is pretty chilly. Probably wouldn't have done, I mean, it would have been expensive. So I don't really wish I would have done it, but it would be cool.
It would be cool.
If you came down here and it was just warm on your toes.
And there was a floating chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you're onto something. Coffee shop.
Coffee shop vibes.
Coffee, barefoot coffee. Everyone take your shoes off.
Everyone feel take the heated floor off.
That we paid $8,000 for. Take your shoes off.
You know who takes their shoes off? Japan.
Japan.
That's how they do it.
Do you like to take your shoes off at other people's houses or no?
No, what's I like them on.
You keep them on.
Yeah.
You think it's weird to take them off?
I just, I don't know if I think it's weird.
Because we have people over a lot and I notice some keep them on, but some people love, they walk right in and they pop them right off. So I'm sure they're trying to be respectful, like not.
Yeah, good for them.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't really care what you do, but.
Yeah, I think I keep them on.
I'd rather you take your shoes off and have socks on than come up in my house with no socks on in your Birkenstocks or whatever. Your nasty toes hanging out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Dude.
Don't do that. Dude,
guys have got to put socks on. I can't, the Birken, like Chaco Birkenstocks, whatever, with their toes hanging out. I can't do it, man. I don't know how they do that. I don't know how you have the confidence to do that. My feet, as a man, your feet will just begin to smell.
Dark hair that grows out of our feet. That's disgusting.
On all 10 toes.
Mm-hmm.
The pinky has a little couple hairs popping out.
Yeah.
Not a good look. got bunions and weird bones popping out.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I've never been into the Chacos, the Tevas, any of that. Like, I don't know if I need these. I don't need waders. I'm never wading in the water. Yeah. I'm either swimming or I'm completely dry.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I need something to walk through like 2 feet of water.
I do.
That'd I need shoes helpful. To help me do that. Yeah. It's never come up.
Nope. So yeah, freaking put some socks on, guys. You're disgusting.
And also, let us know what a handkerchief is for if we're missing something.
Yeah, I don't, do you? Did your grandpa or have you seen someone use one?
Yeah, my grandpa used to. I haven't seen him use it in a while, but then again, I don't see him blow his nose that often. So
I feel like the transition was those little like kind of to go, kind of like party size packs of Kleenex.
Oh yeah,
travel size. I feel like that's the transition for people. You go from handkerchief to that.
Yeah,
because I guess Kleenex hasn't been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah,
great, great product.
Wait, real quick. I want to back up. You're pro bidet, but you don't have a bidet.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Should we install one?
I was just looking at toilets.
Well, it's. I feel like I installed one in the toilet paper crisis of COVID, but it's because it just uses the water, so it's cold. So that's not very pleasant.
I don't think install one. I think you buy a toilet that is a bidet, like full-time bidet.
Oh, well.
Then it can be warm.
See, that I don't know if I'm really into. I need to do some research. You got to have one that gets it warmed up a little because it's not very pleasant to have ice cold water.
Because even room temperature water is still pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'll look into that. I'll get Katie on board with that.
Good. Did you notice one of our venue showers this week? It told you the temperature of the water, and it was there's no way it was even somewhat accurate. It was like,
no.
It was like, turn it to like, do you want it to be at 60? Do you want it to be at 90 or whatever? And it was just one of the many, like,
terrible. I didn't see that. Did you notice the Nashville shower was the Kristen Chenoweth shower?
What does that mean?
I don't know. But it had no hot water. So it was, yeah, maybe back in its day, it was real hot, but not anymore.
Yeah, we went back to back. So Nashville, it's probably the peak of me, like, feeling my worst. I just went to urgent care because it's getting so bad. I'm so congested. My throat's awful. I have this stuff that's, like, I'm supposed to put it in the shower with me. And it'll like decongest me. I'm so excited to take a hot shower. Maybe more so in my life. I'm asking Trey, you guys got a shower in your dressing room? Trey's like, yeah, we do. Only thing is, no hot water. So if you want to take a cold one. So that was awesome. Just already feeling sick. Just hopped in a freezing cold shower for a little bit. And it was great.
Was it rejuvenating though, or just made you feel worse?
I squealed a little bit and it was just like, wow, this sucks.
Yeah.
This sucks. That's just all you think the whole time you're in
now
there.
Now, you came and used the one in me and Katie's bathroom. So talk about a thruple. People heard you, you know, in our shower.
Squealing. Going, ah! Yeah. Saying sucks, sucks, like, sucks.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Kristen Chenoweth's not hot anymore at all.
And then the very next night, we had a shower that, this is shocking. We've made so many advancements in the 21st century that we've come all the way through. No cold water. In the hot shower.
Boiling only.
So hot.
Boiling only.
I've never had a shower strange. Like this before.
I couldn't shower. Okay, let's... It's Thanksgiving week. Everyone's got turkey to eat. Don't forget the dark meat.
Okay.
We don't need to be old-fashioned. And Jake, honest to God, I don't think he's going to fall apart if he says a few more sentences.
Sorry, yeah, I'm struggling today.
But that's showbiz.
Yeah.
Shows everywhere.
I need a break.
We really appreciate everyone, as always, listening and hanging out. It's great to meet you on the road. So, got a lot of dates we're still hitting over the next few months. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Turkey Day. See you next time. Peace. Direct opinions. Direct opinions.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find
people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.